Hello, my name is Brent Bookwalter, and throughout this podcast, I will be discussing the issue of misinformation regarding the coronavirus. At the start of the virus, and continuing today, social media has played a large role in transferring information from one person to another. Sometimes, this information can be crucially incorrect, fabricating health risks for many people. Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram are all forms of social media that have contributed to the spread of misinformation. People are using Facebook to take advantage of others all around the world to spread misinformation. If you spread false claims across a massive group of people, at least some of those people are going to believe it. This is why social media is a primary factor when it comes to spreading false hope and fake information. However, hard news sources are also contributing to the spread of misinformation. The abundance of false information is concerning as it gets harder to recognize it from the truth. We now transition to examples of misinformation and how people are treating it. COVID-19 is an extremely deadly virus, but when misinformation is created based on the virus, many people's health can be at risk. During Trump's presidency, he suggested injecting disinfectants into the body as a potential treatment for the coronavirus. These comments did not go unheard. The Maryland Emergency Management Agency sent out an alert after receiving 100 calls pertaining to disinfectant ingestion as a treatment for COVID-19. The Illinois State Prison Control began to receive multiple calls from the public as one person used a detergent-based sinus solution to protect themselves from COVID, and another person goggled a mixture of detergent and mouthwash. Springer reported a man living in Trenchville recalled some information he had seen online that stated that rinsing one's mouth with or drinking a reasonable quantity of liquor with a high percentage of alcohol can exterminate COVID-19 before it can affect the body. Another couple in Arizona believed taking chloroquine phosphate would protect them from the coronavirus and instead led them to hospitalization and death. Lee Hoy reported that approximately 23 to 26% of YouTube videos were misleading. This is extremely concerning because most of the world uses YouTube, and it was reported over 70% of adults use internet services for answering healthcare-related questions. If the information is incorrect, then they may not be able to get the information they need. Almost everyone has access to social media, and if someone wants to spread false information, they can. If someone believes false information and they are actively a part of social media, they are likely to promote it, causing others to believe it as well. This can cause a never-ending cycle of false information. A recent poll found that just half of the American public plans to get a COVID-19 vaccine. This is concerning because if only half of the country plans on getting the vaccine, then it will take even longer for the virus to go away. We now turn our focus to a special guest named Kevin Slain. He is a staff writer for Boston.com and comes with interesting opinions regarding misinformation and COVID-19. Has anyone like randomly ever reached out to you after you like published an article claiming that you like stated a fact that was wrong?
We definitely see that in the comments on both Boston.com and on our Facebook pages. You know, we try to moderate that as best we can, but sometimes, you know, there is a lot of stuff there that, yeah, you'll just kind of, as we report, sometimes it's not even directly related to what's in the story. It's just the topic. It's like if I'm reporting a story about where Boston residents can go to get tested for COVID, which is like a running story that I've updated over the months. You know, there'll be comments that'll be like, you know, why are you even bothering this? You know, it's only old people who are getting this. It's not as, you know, all the common talking points, like it's not as bad as the flu, or, you know, this is all hype. Confirmation bias is a really powerful thing for for everyone, regardless of your beliefs on COVID, or I mean, just the way our brain processes information just means that we tend to believe things that reinforce our previous beliefs. And even if something you know, opposes our held beliefs, we can often you know, interpret that into a way that, you know, fits our worldview, or else rejects it rather than accepting the new information. And yeah, it's a, you know, it's a troubling thing that there is no easy solution for. So of course, when you have a dominant news story like the coronavirus, you see that on a just a massive scale.
Yeah. If you do end up like using a source online or something, how do you like go by checking if it's legit or like states accurate information?
Sure. I would say, you know, in some cases, it's true. There might be something where, you know, as a reporter, it's not like I know everything about everything. So I have to do research just like anyone else. And there might be an occasion where, let me think of an example. Oh, I wrote something, again, I write about entertainment a lot. So I was writing about movie theaters, museums, and a lot of people have asked questions about like how safe are movie theaters if you were to go. And so I was going off of, you know, comments that were shared by one infectious disease expert, you know, with, I think he shared it with the New York Times maybe. So, you know, I was quoting that one, but then also found a second expert who said, actually, if movie theaters, if you're sitting straight forward and you aren't eating and you keep your mask on the whole time, you know, it's not as bad as a restaurant where you're facing each other and your masks are off and you're eating.
Another guest, Eric Livingston, shares his thoughts on misinformation around COVID and how the Trump administration was connected to it.
The biggest thing is just the federal response to COVID. And I think it's become pretty clear that the Trump administration just didn't have a very clear plan, if any. And so they basically told the states, you handle it. And so we wrote a lot about what what that caused. And so you had states competing with each other for like masks. They were, you know, New York has more money because New York's a big state, and it was like outspending other states for masks, which is just like kind of, you don't really want states competing against each other. So that was the biggest thing from this politically is that. And then the other one is the misinformation from the government, where, you know, Trump, they weren't wearing masks. They were saying masks don't work. The most famous press conference where Trump was saying like you can use bleach, like inject bleach to get rid of COVID. It was like terrifying that he was just saying these things.
Overall, COVID-19 is a terrifying virus, and when combined with misinformation, it creates a nightmare. Social media is easily accessible, and because of that, people all over the world are able to spread any type of information they desire. This creates a problem for people trying to find factual information related to healthcare or general information concerning the current pandemic. Some people are easier to convince than others, and if they believe something, they may spread it too, creating an endless loop of misinformation. Many people are tense and tired from living in seclusion. If someone shares a way to feel free and safe from COVID, they may believe it. In the past, people have injected disinfectants as they thought it was a cure. However, it brought them closer to death. It is key that during this time, people are smart about who they listen to, because too much misleading information can possibly turn someone's world upside down. My name is Brent Bogwalzer, and thank you for listening into this podcast.